Well, I think we go back to what we were doing in 96 early on, you know, before we had Strawberry and Cecil Fielder, where we needed to run and do some things. He gives you that extra dimension, the dimension that I used to hate going in to play the Cardinals because Whitey Herzog used to just distract the hell out of you with the kind of speed he had. Again, I don't think he has blinding speed, but his quickness really makes up for that.
Did you talk to him at all after the mix-up at second base in that one inning?
You know, Peter, I don't like to do that with young players during the game. I'll talk to him tomorrow, but I did send Willie over to talk to him, Randolph, and Willie talked to him. And the kid will sit there, and he'll explain what he thought. You know, he felt he was, you know, over in the hole. He was a long way away. Tomorrow when I talk to him, you know, he may have anticipated just a little bit that Jeter was going to throw to first with that ball. And it's just something he's just going to have to condition himself to do. But the one thing I like about him, I mean, I like a lot of things, is the fact that you can try to give him a little criticism and it doesn't put him in jail. You know, he continues to be aggressive and he certainly has given us a breath of fresh air.
Is it as much fun to manage a Pedro Martinez, Roger Clemens game as it is for us to watch it?
Well, you know, the thing is, you don't manage it, you watch it too. I mean, we're spectators. You sit there and we didn't get energy on the bench, believe it or not, until Soriano was late covering second. And then it was like everybody wanted to pick him up and not have him go down as the reason that we lost this game. And guys started screaming and yelling as far as, like, hey, come on, let's get a run, let's do something. So I found that interesting that, you know, everybody who puts this Yankee uniform on gets the support of every other son of a gun, even though he may be playing somebody's position.